news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
House investigators Thursday night released a tranche of text messages that show senior State Department officials coordinating with the Ukrainian president's top aide and Donald Trump's personal lawyer to leverage a potential summit between the heads of state. The texts clearly show quid pro quo, that the meeting would have depended on whether the Ukrainian President Zelensky promised to investigate the 2016 U.S. presidential election and an energy company that employed the son of 2020 Democratic candidate Joe Biden. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul appeared on MSNBC shortly after the texts were made public Thursday night and explained how truly damning they are for the president.
We have a lot of information now that was just released about texts between Ambassador Volker, between our EU ambassador. Goodness knows why he is involved in any of this, by the way. And it is not just this phone call. We now know that they were prepping the phone call, and the quid pro quo is clear as day in these texts. The quid pro quo is, not only do you need to open an investigation, Mr. Zelensky, but you need to put it on the record that you are going to do this investigation. Oh, and you need to also put it on the record that you are going to expose what Ukraine did in interfering in the 2016 elections. Extraordinary stuff that just dropped a few minutes ago. But it shows that it's a much bigger story. It wasn't just an off-the-cuff remark that the president, as he sometimes does, as you and I know, this was all calculated. And then the next day, we have a delegation there. Mr. Volker himself is in Ukraine to try to follow up on what the president said in that call.
The texts were provided to investigators by former special U.S. envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, during a nearly 10-hour deposition on Thursday. The New York Times is reporting that Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the EU, and Kurt Volker helped draft a statement for President Zelensky in August that would have committed Ukraine's new leader to pursuing investigations sought by Trump into his political rivals. But somehow, in the midst of all these revelations, Ukraine's current prosecutor on Friday said his office is going to review up to 15 cases that involve Burisma, the company that Joe Biden's son Hunter worked for. Now, Thursday provided a true moment of surrealism when, during the latest edition of Trump's Chopper Talk, the president finally answered the question posed to him repeatedly at Wednesday's press conference. What exactly did you want Zelensky to do regarding the Bidens? And, well, Trump did it again.
Well, I would think that if they were honest about it, they'd start a major investigation into the Bidens. It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Bidens, because how does a company that's newly formed, and all these companies, if you look at, and by the way, likewise, China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
Yeah, you heard that. Donald Trump on Thursday urged another foreign government to probe former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter, saying the Chinese government should look into Hunter Biden's involvement with an investment fund that raised money in the country. Now, keep in mind, Donald Trump has pushed the United States into a tense trade war with China. And those remarks, calling on China to investigate the Bidens, came just 30 seconds after he made these remarks regarding negotiations with Beijing on a possible trade agreement.
I have a lot of options on China, but if they don't do what we want, we have tremendous power.
Chinese officials will be in Washington next week in another attempt to revive talks. To further complicate matters, CNN is reporting that during a June 18th phone call with Xi, Trump not only raised Biden's political prospects, but those of Senator Elizabeth Warren as well, who by then had started rising in the polls. In that call, Trump also told Xi he'd remain quiet on Hong Kong protests as long as trade talks progressed. And the White House stored the record of that call in the highly secured electronic system where they stashed the now infamous July 25th call between Trump and Zelensky. Oh, what a tangled web they weave. Which brings us to Friday, A day sure to produce more bombshells as the intelligence community's Inspector General Michael Atkinson appears before the House Intelligence Committee in a closed hearing. Friday is also the day that the State Department is required to officially respond to a subpoena from the key House committees for documents. Oh, and by the way, there's another whistleblower complaint of concern circulating on Capitol Hill. This one filed by an IRS official who reports that he was told that at least one Treasury Department political appointee attempted to improperly interfere with the annual audit of the president's or vice president's tax returns. Stay tuned. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, which means I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.